Good evening. I call to order the Monroe Public Schools Board of Education Board Budget Hearing. Today is Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026, and the time is 5:16 p.m. Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mr. Jenkins.
Here.
Ms. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Sabadini.
Here.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, public commentary for board agenda items only. Do we have any?
Mr. Heck, we do not.
Thank you. Next is board discussion and actions item, and I'll turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for 2026-27 budget hearing presentation.
All right, well, thank you very much, everybody. So tonight, Cassie will be going over the 26-27 budget. This is the hearing. That is a public requirement. So Cassie,
yeah, please,
it's all yours.
Okay, please let Cassie get through her presentation before you ask your question.
Can I make a point of order? And it's probably the long brown language. We don't have a work session tonight. So the addition would either be on this meeting or it would have to be on the board meeting, this. Because we don't have a work session tonight. So do you want to add it to this one or save it for the board meeting?
Well, we've already got that scheduled for a July work session.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But do you want it on this one or this one? We were going to add it to new business for a discussion.
Well, but don't put it on the board. Please add it to the board in your comments because it goes into the work session.
Yeah.
If you put it into the new business, you put it onto the agenda, then it sits in the board meeting.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm very much aware of that. So I just wanted to clarify because you said put it on the work session and we don't have one.
Well, not tonight. I'm saying we have it on the work session schedule.
For July, the July one.
Yeah.
July 22nd or whatever it is, 26th.
That is a month from now. All right, thank you.
Okay, Cassie?
Thank you, President Heck. This is the 2026-2027 proposed budget effective July 1st, 2026 budget hearing. The district is levying 18 mills on non-homestead and non-qualified agricultural property for operating purposes and 6 mills levied on commercial personal property for operating purposes. Due to a Headley rollback, we are levying 0.9987 mills on all property to be used for building and site sinking fund purposes and 1.5 mills levied on all property to be used for the 2020 bond debt fund purposes. The general fund has a beginning fund balance of $398,186, anticipated revenues of $70,180,989, expenses of $70,142,120, leaving an ending fund balance of $437,055. The food service fund is anticipated a beginning fund balance of $2,443,124, revenues of $4,885,440, expenses of $6,989,912, and an ending fund balance of $338,652. The Student and School Activity Fund has a beginning balance of $419,537, revenues of $500,000, expenses of $500,000, with an ending balance also of $419,537. The 2020 Bond Debt Fund has a beginning balance, fund balance of $2,428,081. Anticipated revenues of $3,738,375, expenditures of $3,465,550, leaving an ending fund balance of $2,700,906. The Building and Site Sinking Fund has a beginning fund balance of $2,765,206, revenues of $2,520,075, expenses of $2,709,250, leaving an ending fund balance of $2,576,031. The Building and Site Fund has a beginning balance of $61,703, anticipated revenues of $500, no expenses, with an ending fund balance of $62,203. The 2020-2023 Bond Capital Projects Fund has a beginning balance of $221,164, anticipated revenues of $50,000, and expenditures of $271,164, leaving a $0 fund balance. And that concludes the budget hearing.
Okay. Thank you, Cassie. Questions? Start with Stacy.
So this is the new, the new order. So we're going to start with Stacy. Stacy's going to have 3 minutes. If I will stop the clock when if they answer your question, because that's not your time.
Are you really going by clock?
Yes, I am going by clock. At this point, we're gonna see how this works. If it works,
that's a good idea last night.
If it works well, it'll be great. And if it doesn't, we can scrap it. Right.
Okay. Right.
All right. So go ahead, Stacy.
I was just going to comment that we did a really good job of cutting our expenses for this budget. And I'm just wondering if there's a way to always keep an eye on that so we don't get into the weeds like we did this last year. And I know we shifted some funds by changing how staffing positions were classified. I wonder if that is something that we can continue to do so that that doesn't come out of our general fund. What else was I going to say? And is there any other way that we can shift from our general fund other things that that can be paid out of other buckets? And those are my main questions.
Okay. You're up.
Gary?
Well, why don't we let Cassie answer her questions if you...
Yeah.
Sorry, parliamentarian.
Historically, at the budget hearing, there isn't conversation back and forth, so this is new. We typically do try and keep an eye on our grant funds as far as being able to ensure the positions there can be fully funded with the grants. And it's already been Mr. Shaw's conversation with myself and the cabinet to have better procedures in place as far as analyzing things that are brought forth from the billing administrators and other administrators.
Gary?
Yeah, thank you. I want to double down on what Stacy said. Please just let us know. If we're going to be in trouble, let us know way ahead of time so we can jump on it and get the problem solved, you know, so we don't have to go through this heartache ever again. The only one I'm a little confused on is the food service. You know, I don't understand the food service one. $7 million, can you?
Sure.
I'm asking out of ignorance.
Nope.
I really didn't get that.
You're okay. So the food service fund is a nonprofit food service fund. So you're not, the intention of operating the food service department is not to operate for profit. And the state has a threshold of 3 months of your operating expenditures is what you're allowed to hold in your fund balance.
Okay.
So I'm showing completing some projects because the state is, we're under an excess fund balance spending down plan. So that's part of the process with the state that we need to spend down that fund. We have too much, which is not a fault of our own. Since COVID, there's been higher reimbursement rates and additional funds coming in through the first food service fund. And the funds that come into the food service fund has to stay in the food service fund and be used for those programs only. We can't do transfers to any of the other funds, unfortunately. Much as I would like to, we're not able to.
So outside of actually food, what other things can we do with food service money?
we can purchase new equipment. We're looking at, Mr. Payne has some proposals to refinish the flooring in a couple of cafeterias. We can increase the salaries of the food service staff, which that has to be negotiated with Sodexo. We can do repairs, preventative maintenance, anything for the most part that's not infrastructure, like the walls, and that we can, if it occurs in the cafeteria and kitchen areas, we can pay for it out of the food service fund.
So we've got a lot of money where we can do a lot of nice things.
Correct. And we've done a lot of improving with our equipment, which is why they've been able to transition to the scratch cooking that they're trying to do at all the buildings.
That's all. I knew there was a good reason for it. I just didn't understand. Yeah,
no problem.
If I could take 1 second for Gary, too. When you're talking about the overall general fund budget, that's why Cassie shared last night that before the January of 2027, there will be a budget revision in front of you. So that way you'll know we'll have the student count will be accurate in there. Whatever's coming in from the state is accurate in there. All the grants are accurate. And so that way you get a much better picture.
You know, I realize this is going to be very fluid from today probably till October. I get it. But it just, if something pops up that's like, guys, things aren't looking good for us right now, let's stop, fix the problem when it happens, not come back and say, oh, well, $3 million bucks in debt. That's all I'm asking. Yep. And I think Stacy was asking the same thing.
Thank you. Mary?
So last night during our work session, when we were discussing the proposed budget as well as the budget for 25-26, it was mentioned that for all upcoming purchases, additional context would be provided if that is already part of the proposed budget, meaning it's already listed in the expenditures, or additional context for that all avenues have been pursued and all of that is going to be provided to the board. I just want to impress upon not just Ms. Shook, but also all the people that are doing those presentations, that is vital for us as a board moving forward, because that will help alleviate a lot of the drilling for information, because often when we have pieces of the puzzle instead of the whole picture, that's where we have to really get into the weeds with conversations. And as you said, I believe last night, Mr. Shaw, that really impressing upon everybody in the district that we're in a situation where it has to be needs, not wants. I think that's clear, but just making sure that everybody's in alignment there. That's all.
Okay. Agreed. Darla?
You want me to go or Brian?
Brian, did you want to go first?
I should keep going this way.
Go ahead.
So I tried to condense my stuff, so hopefully I succeeded. I reiterate the same conversation that's being had, because when I went through this and I looked down and I did a whole bunch of calculations and a whole bunch of notes, the one thing that stuck out to me is when we are creating a proposed budget, and a balance to me would mean we don't have expenses that are anticipated to be higher than revenues. And that sends a red flag to me. And so when I look at some of these numbers and we look at a revenue of $70 million approximate, but we're looking at expenses of $70 million, like to me, that's not balanced. You have to have a balance left. So if we have less than 1% in our fund balance, any expenditure that is done that can cause a big drop and you can't pay your bills, you know, there's got to be a way that we're not creating a budget and that isn't, because what happened last year is if you look at the 2025, what was proposed in some instances went over by like millions of dollars. And so if the board appropriated X number of dollars, but the expenditures went over for millions of dollars, and I sat on this board, and I remember saying, do we have the money for this? Is this something we can afford? And when I just heard the word say, we only get what we need, that was what we were told then. We have to have it. We need to get it. We can't live without it. We can't do it. Well, if you don't have the ability to do it, you can't do it. So I understand all of the safeguards that we think we're putting in. I just hope they're enough, because it's not going to take much for us to be in a bad state. So I would have liked that number to Ben. Like, so I went through the other balance here. Tell me how much time I got, because I can save it. Okay. So I went through the expenditures, and I compared them from last year to this year. And when I looked at it, the interesting thing was that there was an increase of 7.9 million, a decrease of $7.9 million. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. If we've decreased by 6.5, is what, Andy, I believe is what you told us, and this, if you run down the numbers and compare them from last year to this year, it calculates up to 7.9 million. So if there's actual 7.9 million changes in expenditures, like something doesn't add up, why wouldn't there be more allocation otherwise? So I understand this is like what, but we can't appropriate to the dollar amount.
I don't understand your question. However, as I indicated last night, some of the reductions, in addition to what was discussed with the board, were one-time grants that aren't continuing. And we had so the 35M grant was a one-time grant, so there would be a reduction in revenues and expenditures, 35N, adult ed deferred, which I forgot to mention last night.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
You only have 2 seconds anyway. So
in addition to what was discussed with the board, there were additional grant funds. That's what comprises the additional difference, is one-time grants, that's a reduction of revenue and expenditures.
I think there's one other fact that really is important to understand, is that the revenue, expected revenue, for this coming year was budgeted at the most conservative level. Mm-hmm. Zero increase on the grants, only a $100 increase on the foundation. Mm-hmm. Zero 31AA money. So I mean, when we look at it, we reduced the expenditures, but we did not put any amounts in there that like the state's been indicating on revenue. So when you come to that November, December time, that's where you're going to see the shift is, again, whatever happens from the state level. Now, to your point though, Darla, is that if the state gets us a third year in a row where the allocation is nominal, okay, then we'll have to continue to make other adjustments. So we just without making everything zero, I mean, that's so that we're going off of the most conservative numbers we could on the revenue side. And
I have no more time.
Yeah, I know.
We'll come back.
Yep.
Don't worry, we're coming back.
I will answer your
question. Brian?
I got to hit my time, sorry. So I echo all the great things I've heard. I know that we did a belt tightening that we could do. I know that none of us are happy at 0.62%, because that's like living on the ledge. But I know that it takes some time to increase. I would say from a political standpoint, that this is a election year, I'll reiterate that. It's a midterm election year. I would think the 250 number, I'll bet the 250 number, because it's an election year.
I would agree.
It'll be between 100 and 250. Mm-hmm. So we should see some generosity, I think, on that. But back to all the context we need to make good decisions, because we're all in this boat together. Yep. There isn't anybody that's not, we're all seven of us, with the cabinet level and Cassie, we're all in the same boat, and we're all working for the same thing. Sometimes we might ask questions that seems like that we are not, but we are working in the same direction. So any information is helpful. Back to telling us if it comes out of general fund, curriculum budget, you know, I don't remember that stuff. It's going to go out of my head. It's written in a note somewhere, and I don't look at that note again. So anything that can be done in that capacity, that's really all I had to say. So this goes back to I'll start, oh, Tom, 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 I'm sorry, John. You're the president, you get no time.
Over the president.
I just have a couple, you know, I think the administration did a fantastic job of cutting basically 10% with minimal effect on the classroom, which I think was the key, which we all wanted was to have as little effect on the classrooms as possible. So that, very good job. And then kind of a related but unrelated question on food service. The summer meals, is that coming out of that food service budget?
Yes, that is run out of that. We receive reimbursements for those, both the, all the summer programs that we do at the summer school, at the college, at Raisinville, the meal distribution, the summer tot lots. Those are all claimable meals, and the expenses and revenues all flow through the food service fund. Yes.
We pay for it, but we get the money back.
Yes, ma'am.
So we're not spending anything.
Right, right.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry, I interrupted your time.
No, thank you, Cassie. Okay, I guess we go
around. I would say we started this end if we're going to.
Okay, well, then it's up to you.
I have no further comments.
Darla?
So I want to follow up with Andy's things. So when I look at this, you know, we all sit here, we have to approve this, and to approve a fund balance of less than 1%, like, makes no sense. In all the years that I sat out there and all the years I sat up here, I've sat through many people that is completely unacceptable. Like, something more needed to be done because it's just not enough. Cassie said last night, I said 8 to 12%, which is what they used to always say. I say they, the board people that were here when I got here. And Cassie said last night she'd like 15%, and we're getting ready to approve a budget of less than 1%. I just don't think that's smart business. I get it. There was a lot of cuts that needed to be made. I get it. We're hoping there's a lot of money to come in. But when I look at some of these, the revenue on sinking fund, 2.5, but the expenses are 2.7. Like, that's anticipating we're getting money. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. Set your expenses at minimum what the revenue is. You know, we look at food service, and that's a whole different category because we used to run, I know they didn't like it, but we usually ran about $2 million in there. But we have revenue of 4, spending 6, and we're depleting that. And I don't have a problem with it, but what I do know is that equipment breaks down. It stops. We have, a brand-new refrigerator or something that ran into issues that we had to replace. There was kitchen stuff that goes on, and we're going to leave that fund balance at $338,000. Those kind of things concern me because when we allocate it, that means it's allocated to be spent. And you hear the conversation here when we say, was that included in the budget? That's what we're approving tonight. We're approving everything that would be included in the budget. And I get it. You had to make big cuts. I'm not suggesting that wasn't something that was necessary. I just, based on this ballot budget, I don't think it was enough. I just don't think it was enough. Do I have any time left?
Yeah, you have a minute.
Oh, okay. So one of the other things I was looking at is I compared last year's to this year's in some of the categories. And let me see. I should be able to pull them up real quick here. Some of the key ones. I told you I was organized. I don't know which one I wrote on now. We already talked about food service. The other one was when we're looking at detailed budget projections. The fund balance, just to give you a heads up, the fund balance and COVID money and ESSER money was gone, what, in 23? I think the last of the expenditures were back in 23. So this is money that was sitting there. We were sitting with a fund balance July 1st of 25, right? 25? And that was $10 million. And at the end of that, by the following end of the year, it was 5.8. We're starting out with $398,000 and an end of $437,000. Like, that just doesn't even make sense. My time's up.
I've got nothing more, so Mary?
So I would like to just echo what Brian had said earlier. I do think that it is incredibly conservative to think that we're only going to receive the $100 increase FTE. So if we take into consideration that we may get more than that, also, If the stipulations around 31AA change, and we also accept that money, that's an additional almost $500,000 of funding that we would receive. By my rough calculations, the larger than $100 FTE, so if we were to get $200 to $250 FTE increase, plus the 31AA money, that would increase our general fund balance from 0.62% to over 2% in a single academic year. So that in and of itself, that's just based on the super conservative projections that Cassie's used for this budget. So if we do get a better case scenario, we could end up with a 2% fund balance.
Gary?
Yeah, 2 points to that. I've seen the past balances. I don't think any of us were on the board when we had $10 million. That was
We
first started.
Okay,
That was the last year.
That money should not have been spent the way it was, to be honest about it.
Right.
We can only play the cards we're dealt. This is what we were dealt, okay? I look back, I saw the fund balance, I go, well, it'd be nice if we had some of that now. Well, it's gone. Wherever it went, it went. This is what we have to deal with, you know? Do I like being at 0.62%? No, I don't. I think the staff did a great job cutting $6.5 million, you know, plus the $2 million we cut approximately a year ago. That's $8.5 million out of this budget, you know? We know better. I think all seven of us know better, that this is not going to happen again. I think it was designated last night that if we do get this extra revenue, that we're going to rob Peter and pay Paul, and that money's going to end up in our fund balance somehow. And I think Mary said it was 2%. I believe that. It's not a lot. Granted, it's not a lot. But it's a lot for 1 year. You know, gosh darn it, if we can come back next year and add another 2%, that's a 4% balance. These are the cards we were dealt, you know. We stressed academics. We're an academic institution. All seven of us agree on that. We didn't cut academics. We cut the stuff that probably would have liked to have kept, but we don't get to. These are the cards. I admire what they did. Especially we gave the administration some parameters, and they stayed within them.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully, and I'm being Pollyanna again, like I was last night, but being a Pollyanna, I really, truly hope we get this extra money and we can get that 2%. Because I truly believe that Cassie and the rest of the administration understand where we're coming from as far as finances. We need to know when the time comes. You know, once again, Andy, your whole staff, you know, $8.5 million in 12 months is pretty significant. And that's all I got.
I don't know. I guess I just wonder if there's any other ways of cutting, even like the small things. I know, like you guys went through and cut down on garbage cans to cut down on bags. Some of us went paperless so that we could cut down on paper. Like, I love the water and candy provided. Does that come out of a fund?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Because I was going to say.
We love you even more.
I was going to say that I'd be willing to, like, you know, bring in $20 to cover stuff like this or whatever, but I guess it doesn't come out of our budget.
No.
But all the little things, I think, add up. And
yes, and that's what Cassie and I have spoke about, is that all the little things
appreciate
will matter
that.
As we go ahead. One of the things that, we know that the Senate put forth, for example, for Monroe Public Schools, would be $3.5 million increase if the Senate's version came together, okay? Mm-hmm. Which it's not gonna, that's not gonna happen. But so that's when we started looking at. What we budgeted for was a $430,000 increase. Mm-hmm. That's what we budgeted for. So we look at revenue coming in, not $3.5 million, not even $1 million, $430,000. And so, but I wanna reiterate this point, though, is if Lansing does nothing, I know it's political year, does nothing, yes, we will continually make other reductions, because we'll have to. Because if the revenue stays at what we put in.
Yep. Okay, I think we're...
Do we get another round?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll get another round. If anybody has something still to say, where are you at? 546, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's up to you, Mr. Hack, if you want to security.
I think we need to move on to the board meeting. And I don't think we have any public commentary.
I'm gonna call the decision of the chair there, because, you know, this is the biggest thing that we have on here is the budget. And we're looking at expenditures that exceed revenue. And I understand the hope for all the revenue, but, you know, I just want to make sure everybody understands we're approving a budget that includes expenses bigger than revenues in the hope that we get money.
Wait, if... Sorry,
We did go through all this last night as well. I think we're just reiterating what we...
I just want to make sure everybody understands what we're doing.
I think Cassie has something to say.
If I may, the 2026-27 general fund budget does not show expenditures exceeding the revenues that are projected. As was indicated last night regarding the food service fund and the sinking fund, both those funds are carrying a larger balance than they normally do. And the food service fund, we are required to spend on that. So that is why the expenditures are showing higher. And the sinking fund, we have held off on some projects because we've been completing the bond work. And now we are needing to proceed with some of those projects, which is why we are proposing expenditures exceeding that revenue that's coming in.
And we'll still have $2.5 million in the sinking fund. Okay, do we have any public commentary?
No, we do not.
Okay. That concludes our agenda. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have support?
Support.
All in favor?
Aye.
The Monroe Public Schools Board of Education Board budget hearing for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026 is adjourned, and the time is 5:48. Do we need to take a five?